It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. In tech headlines, the University of Pittsburgh has created an Institute for Cyber Law, Policy, and Security. Former U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, David Hickton, will be the first director. Along with Hickton's experience, the Institute will tap into the faculty from the soon-to-be-open School of Computing and Information. The U.S. government has accused Fiat Chrysler of failing to disclose software in some of its diesel vehicles that allows them to emit more pollution than allowed under the Clean Air Act. EPA said it will continue to investigate the nature and impact of the 8 software functions which regulators say cause the vehicles to emit less pollution during testing than during regular driving. They were identified through an intensive testing program launched after Volkswagen was caught in a similar cheating scandal in 2015. The company denied any wrongdoing, saying the EPA was blowing the issue out of proportion. It intends to present its case to the incoming Trump administration. This week, the Tech Report gets a fitting. When it comes time for an amputee to be fitted for a prosthetic limb, such as a foot, there are hundreds of options. Each make and model differs when it comes to flexibility, the amount of energy it returns or springiness, and a long list of other variables. But it's not like going to a shoe store where every size and style is in the store and can be tried on. Marianne McNevich runs 6 amputee clinics in the Pittsburgh area.
It's some trial and error. It's also excessive time on the part of the prosthetist, you know, to bring in different feet, to arrange to get them to be brought in. Not all manufacturers will allow trials of their devices.
So a patient's options are limited, and once a patient makes a decision, it could be years before the insurance company would pay for a replacement. This is where Mount Lebanon-based startup Humotech is looking to make a difference. President and CEO Josh Caputo is developing a robotic foot that can be programmed to exhibit all sorts of different characteristics.
So we programmed this tool to mimic the behavior of these commercially available devices. And the patient can come into the lab and virtually try on different products.
Peduto says it feels exactly like you're wearing any of the devices programmed into the machine. And you can quickly switch among the different models.
An analogy I like to use is that of the machine you use at the eye doctor, where you try on essentially different eyeglass prescriptions and you select the one that allows you to see the best.
Like the eyeglass machine, Humotech's machine is too big to be portable. In fact, right now it needs a treadmill, a bunch of cabling, and a fairly large motor. Caputo imagines a smaller device eventually, but for now the potential market seems to be in clinics. He'll have to first convince doctors and patients that it actually works.
So we're hoping to demonstrate the realism of this experience, that this mimicry really does give you the same experience as you would if you were actually trying on the different products.
Caputo sees other benefits to his tool. Since the prosthetic limb being tested does not have to actually be on site, a manufacturer's marketing department could upload technical data into this system, and a patient could virtually try on the products even before they roll off the assembly line. The data could also flow back to the manufacturer's research division to help in new product development.
While they were walking, we change the behavior of the device, and we take them through dozens of different comparisons, and we can ultimately map out their preference.
Humotech is surviving on grants and partnerships with research labs at this point as it looks to perfect its hardware and software. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.